From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Trump and Russian President Putin are meeting face-to-face at this hour on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Hamburg, Germany. Trump told reporters that Friday's talks are off to a good start.
President Putin and I have been discussing various things, and I think it's going very well. We've had some very, very good talks. We're going to have a talk now, and obviously that will continue. But we look forward to a lot of very positive things happening for Russia, for the United States, and for everybody concerned. And it's an honor to be with you.
Putin spoke to reporters with the help of an interpreter.
And I'm delighted to be able to meet you personally, Mr. President, and I hope, as you have said, our meeting will yield positive results in the news for us in the U.S.
It's unclear if that congenial tone will last after they get into some thorny issues that have put the U.S. and Russia at odds, such as the Russian meddling in the U.S. presidential election last year and Moscow's backing of the Syrian regime and its encroachment into Ukraine. The G20 summit also brings together Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping at a time when Washington is ratcheting up pressure on Beijing to rein in North Korea after its test launched an intercontinental ballistic missile and threatening the Chinese with punitive trade measures. Meanwhile, outside the summit, police for a second day are using water cannons to disperse dozens of anti-capitalist protesters blocking a road intersection in Hamburg. Police are expecting more than 100,000 protesters in the city for the summit, with around 8,000 considered part of Europe's violent left wing. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.